A number of wahine Māori have put their hat in the ring to become mayor at this year's local body election. It is rare for Māori women to be in the top job. Former Carterton Mayor Georgina Beyer and Linda Aistera of Opotiki are two exceptions. Leah Talbot talks to three Māori women who hope to change that.
Arama Napo had been a councillor for 6 years before putting her hand up for mayor of South Waikato this election. She is confident things will be different after the vote.
The face of democracy at a local government level is going to change after this October election.
Ms Napor believes diversity is the best representation of a community. However, she says it is often not seen at a governance level.
I don't think this country has ever seen such a high proportion of Māori people stand. But that really is just indicative of our place in society.
Ms Napor says no one should look at council and wonder whether they belong there. But as a practising lawyer, she's felt that before.
So I'm used to being in spaces that, I guess, aren't traditionally comfortable, but we most definitely belong there.
Tanya Tapsell is standing for Mayor of Rotorua for the first time after receiving more votes as a councillor than the elected mayor in the two previous elections. She says racist and ageist backlash only fuels her.
It was almost a challenge where I go, I'm going to prove you wrong and I'm going to work so hard that there will be no doubt by the end of this that you could say that Rotorua for us or the country for others was not better off through our involvement.
Ms Tapsell believes the strong number of wahine Māori standing for mayor has crystallised from the challenging times the whole country has experienced.
We now require a different style of leadership, a leadership that is actually connected with all parts of our communities, because we know that only 4 out of 10 people bother to vote. And that's why we've had the councils that we have in the past that haven't been focused on all areas of the community.
In the far north, Kelly Stratford is also standing for mayor for the first time. She says strong Māori leadership is needed across the motu.
Society has changed. So we've got the Māori Health Authority, Māori wards. Some people feel something's been taken from them, and most of all, Māori feel that they're more empowered. So we need diverse Māori leadership to lead in these new times of challenge.
Alongside Ms Stratford, Tanya Tapsell and Arama Napor, wahine Māori are also standing for mayor in Kawerau, Ruapehu and Wellington. Candidate nominations close at midday tomorrow.